welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We have a guest in the studio today.
Yes, we do. Miss Abby is with us. Abby, would you like to say something?
Actually, she has her back to us. So
I'm thinking that's no.
Okay. I'm going to take that as a no.
Yeah. Typical Abby.
Yes. So I was thinking maybe today we should update our listeners on some of the things that have been happening in the last week or so here
at
the farm.
Crazy busy right now.
Unbelievably busy.
Which I love it.
But it's a good busy.
It's a very good busy. And I am so grateful because this is what I'm doing now.
This is your job.
And it just, you know, I find myself out pulling weeds and smiling. I know.
Wow.
That's very bizarre.
But it's a great feeling.
Yeah, I found my place and I love it.
Perfect. We have new bees to talk about.
New bees.
I think we had announced on a podcast. I get confused about what we've just talked about to each other and what we record.
Me too.
To tell our folks.
It might be an age thing. I don't know.
I think it could be.
Possibly. Or, you know, who knows?
Or maybe we just have so many things we can't keep track of all of them.
That's true. Yeah, my head's just not quite big enough.
Oh, boy. I don't know if we should go down that road or not.
We should not.
So, just to update you on what happened with the honeybees, as you know, we had lost all of our honeybees last year due to an overrun of hive beetles, and they really make a nasty mess of the hive and the honey.
It just really weakened the whole colony.
So, we've started over, and we now have three hives of honeybees. We purchased those in 3-pound packages from two different sources. And the first one that arrived is just doing beautifully.
Oh, yeah.
They are calm. They are nice. They are just a really nice group of bees.
Yeah, they are. They have a very nice personality. And if you're not a beekeeper, they really do. You know, we say, especially I say some kind of bizarre things on here sometimes, but honeybees do have different personalities for each colony.
They do.
And these are really sweet, gentle, kind bees.
They are. When we open the hive for an inspection, they really don't get upset. It doesn't take much smoke to keep them calm. And they just kind of go about their business and let us go about our business. Mm-hmm. On the last inspection, there was some really great brood pattern. And I think, is that the one where we even saw the queen?
Yes. And we were able to get it's not a great photo, but did get one because I had on a suit and you were really doing the inspection and I was just kind of watching for a photo op. But we did get a picture of her, and in action, she was laying eggs as we opened up the hive, which was awesome.
It was a beautiful thing to watch. And then all of these hives are in a row. So we had first numbered them to keep track of them, number 1, 2, and 3. Pretty creative. And now we have named them, at least the first two. We had the first one, this calm, sweet package. It's called the Golden Girls.
Yes. And they are so nice. And so the Golden Girls are great.
They are. So the second hive that we installed, hives number 2 and 3, came from in the mail and came from the same supplier. And the second one, the queen failed almost immediately.
Mm-hmm, she did.
She was alive when she arrived.
It was kind of a cool, yes. We had a little cool spell, right? Really the day that they arrived at the post office.
So my best guess as to what happened is that the queen cage
slid down to the bottom and she got cold. Mm-hmm.
Which was sad.
It was very sad. And all of the bees that came with her in that package remained in a cluster up underneath the feeder. And we knew very quickly that we needed to requeen that hive. Mm-hmm. So got online, ordered up a queen who arrived in the mail yesterday on Saturday the 18th, which was a bit inconvenient, but we worked it out.
Yeah, it was market day.
And there's more to that story we'll get into shortly. But she is now in a hive and we will check her in another probably 3 days, about midweek, to make sure that she's been released. And already there was a bee landing on her cage.
Yeah, we just came from the bee yard a little bit ago and we went back to check just activity. And that group of bees really, we didn't open anything up just from the outside, but they really have picked up their activity from the outside. So I think that's a really good sign. Because they weren't even really down in the brood boxes.
No, they weren't.
Brood box. There's one brood box on right now.
But they were bringing in massive loads of pollen today.
Yeah, they were just like moving in. It was so cool to watch them because they had their little pouches or pockets or
purses, pants,
whatever you want to call them. They were just full of pollen and we were just so excited to see that.
It was great. And so this colony is named Ruby.
Ruby.
After the lovely young lady who answered the phone at the supplier. Her name was Ruby. And she shipped a queen bee to us. And she was just so pleasant. So we've named that colony in her honor, Ruby.
Yeah. So we still have one that needs a name.
We do.
And so I'm thinking maybe we should have a contest.
Let's do. We'll come up with a cool prize. And if you are a listener to this podcast, this is the only place this contest will be advertised. So if you have the suggestion for a name, send us an email at 5felinefarm@gmail.com and you will be entered in the contest. We'll pick a name by the end of May. We can't let them go very long without a name.
No, they have to have a name because they're going to get a complex because those are really good bees.
They are, and they're going well.
That is a very strong group, too.
It is. They have released their queen. She is laying eggs. We saw that Thursday evening. We checked that hive, and we could see, and you had posted on Facebook, a picture of tiny little bees in their cells.
Yeah, they're so cute.
They are darling. So we know that that queen is active and doing what she needs to do. So here you go. It's your opportunity to name a hive.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Submissions are due by midnight, May 31st, 2019, and you get to name the hive.
And we'll announce the winner in early June.
Yes, we will. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's go back to what I mentioned earlier and about the rest of the story with the queen bee.
The rest of the story.
It's kind of Paul Harvey-ish.
It kind of is. I think that line's taken.
Yeah, we won't use that in any official capacity.
No, but it's still good. It still is the rest of the story.
It's just a fact. So May 18th, 2019 was the first Saturday of the market season. The 18th Street Farmers Market, and the temperature was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful.
The sky was gorgeous.
For the first market of the season, I'm pretty sure that was the warmest one by far. It was like in the 80s.
I'm sure of it.
And the temperature was beautiful. It was a sunny day, and we were really looking forward to the market, which it was a really good market.
It was a great market.
But again.
But as it happens in Illinois, it was windy.
Yeah. And it's windy a lot anymore, it seems like.
It is. So our tents are set up on asphalt. And it was windy.
Yeah. Not a good combination. You have a lightweight tent that acts as a sail. We have two of them, actually. One 8x8 and one 10x10, I believe. Two two tents that really aren't in the best condition because one of them's our original tent.
Right.
And the other one isn't great. I mean, you know, it's slung around for 4 years now and, you know, they get little holes in them and they get beat up a little. So.
They do. So our plan was, knowing that the queen was coming,
the queen is coming.
I was going to run to the post office as soon as they notified me she had arrived and run home and install her. Now, we live 15 minutes from town. The post office is on the opposite side of town. So, that's just a little bit of driving, no matter how fast I do it.
Oh, yeah. And it's farming season. And we live in the middle of a lot of areas that are being planted right now because the farmers are behind because of the weather.
Right.
So, they have been really, really busy in the fields. So there's a lot of farm equipment on the roads, too.
Which I got behind. But I thought I did pretty good.
Oh,
I was gone
yeah,
exactly
you
1 hour
but
from the market and left Donna on her own.
We had already known that this was probably going to happen. And, you know, I can handle stuff on my own.
And we were busy.
We were very busy. But, you know,
but
I'm
you
a
can
professional
manage.
Here.
Exactly. And you were holding on to tents, and I'd asked the neighbor to kind of help watch
yes.
in case you needed help, and they were excellent at providing assistance. So tell us what happened while I was gone.
Well, it all happened so quickly, I'm not real sure, but probably about 10, 15 minutes before you got back from installing the queen, we had wind gusts, and you know the tent just kept inching farther and farther away, but we'd pull it back. And so some of our other vendor neighbors were helping, customers were helping, and you know, so we were managing it. It was okay. It was annoying, but it was okay. All of the sudden, I was waiting on a customer and we had a wind gust and our small 8x8 tent went completely over my head and all of the stuff that was under that tent started flying around. Our cash box opened. There was product everywhere. There were bags everywhere. And people at the market were trying to help. And I was, you know, I was kind of stunned because it happened so quickly. And my main concern was, is anyone hurt?
Right.
That's what I was concerned about. And everyone else was running to me because they thought that I would be hurt. You know, this tent is flying over my head. It's like, oh, no, I'm not hurt. I'm fine. But I just wanted to make sure no one else was hurt. And thankfully, no one else was hurt but our tent.
Our tent is no more.
No, it's in pieces.
And we kind of needed to replace it.
Yeah, I didn't want to do it quite that way.
No, but it's apparently time to replace both tents. But one of the things that you talked about as soon as I arrived and everything was kind of being put back
oh,
on tables.
Oh, it was chaotic when you got
everything.
There. We had no tents.
We had no tents.
Both the tents were down by the time you got
yes.
there. Our product was everywhere. I mean, everywhere. It was all over the parking lot. Everyone was pitching in. We had a customer that was laying on our cash box to keep it shut. I mean, it was crazy.
But that is the kind of market
yep.
that we have. Vendors, customers, everyone comes together
everyone pitched in
and
to help.
Helps each other. And it just... There is an environment at this market that everyone needs to come and experience.
Mm-hmm.
There's live music most Saturdays. People are sitting around and
yeah, this
having
year we
a
have
scone.
Picnic tables.
It's just, it's like an event and
it's
one
a,
that people want to be
yeah,
at.
It's a community event. It kind of reminds me of the old days when people used to go to the fair.
Yes.
And, you know, that was the big social event.
It and, truly is a social event.
Now, you don't typically have tents flying over your head, but thankfully no one was hurt. But our all of our stuff, it's a complete mess. Actually, I spent most of the morning this morning repacking, reorganizing, and trying to figure out if we lost anything major, which we didn't.
Just
except
the tent.
Except for the tent. But like we said, we needed a new one. Thankfully, no one was hurt. We are so grateful to all those who pitched in because Absolutely. Everyone was helping. There were people catching bags all over the place, and it was just absolute chaos.
But
we stayed and finished.
We did.
With no tents and lots of wind.
We had a very successful day.
We did.
And that really is a testament to the community that has right. come together around that market.
Yep. And that's why we're there.
Absolutely. And we'll be back again next week.
We'll be back and hopefully with some new tents.
Hopefully we have them ordered.
If not, we'll figure something out.
We always do.
We always do. Sometimes. Oh, that's Amelia Bedelia.
Right.
I don't know.
So anyway, I think that was a different children's book.
Oh, that's a different children's book. You know how I am with my
wow.
children's literature.
So anyway, that is an update from the early market season here at Five Feline Farm.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.